Thank you for joining us today on the At the Table podcast, where I strive to encourage and equip you on your journey to know and follow Jesus Christ. This week on the At the Table podcast, we're going to look back at last week's message titled, When Assumptions Miss the Mark. What can we learn about this and our desire to follow Jesus every day? Without further ado, let's get started. Well, hello and welcome to the At the Table podcast with Pastor Gary. And just a reminder that I am here to encourage and equip you on your journey to know and follow Jesus Christ. And if you enjoy this podcast, would you just click the like, the subscribe, leave a comment, something to that nature, depending on whatever outlet you are listening to this on, and that'll help me out. This past Sunday, we started a new series titled Jesus Every Day. It's not just a Sunday thing. And the heart behind this sermon series is really this, that as we approach Easter, that we would begin and examine the purpose and the person of Jesus. You know, I think sometimes we think that life is going to be just all hunky-dory when we're following Jesus. And if you've been following Jesus for any length of time, you realize that, you know, this doesn't preclude us from struggles. It doesn't preclude us from wrong assumptions. And that's kind of what we looked at last week in Mark chapter 10, where James and John had some assumptions about what it was like to follow Jesus and who this Jesus was. And we saw that these assumptions were definitely not always correct, specifically these ones that we looked at in verses 35 through 45 of Mark chapter 10. And, you know, these help us to, as we look at this and unpack this today just a little bit further, it's going to just enable us to see that, you know, even in the midst of assumptions that miss the mark, Jesus is still the reason that we live, the reason that we serve, the reason that we try to follow him. Well, in the first few verses of this passage in Mark 10, starting in verse 35, we see that their assumptions are expressed. You know, their assumptions were expressed. There's a discussion in here between James and John and Jesus. And essentially, what's important to remember is that these verses happen right on the heels of him saying and telling them for the third time, as a fact, that he was going to be taken into the city. He was going to be turned over to the authorities. He was going to be rejected. He was going to be betrayed. And he was, in fact, going to die. But then he was going to raise again and be alive forevermore. And, you know, in the midst of that, you would think that that would help them align their assumptions, but it certainly didn't. See, their assumptions were expressed. See, James and John had incorrect assumptions, and let's be fair, as did many that were following Jesus, what it meant when he said he was going to save them. They maybe had this idea that he was going to save them from the Romans, and you know that just wasn't the case, and he wasn't going to be this conquering king, at least not yet, and they thought that he was going to be this person of power and prestige, and that by being connected with him, that gave them a leg up on having power and prestige as well. And so they asked Jesus, can you put one of us on your left and one of us on your right? And, you know, this would have been reserved for the top lieutenants, if you will, like if you're thinking of this from a wartime perspective. But Jesus just, you know, I don't know what he would have felt like. I'm sure as the human side of him would have been like, oh my goodness, I can't believe these guys. But their assumptions were expressed. They were expressed. And you know, as I was talking last week, I just wonder, like in my own life, where do my assumptions miss the mark? When I think about serving Jesus and following him, sometimes I even have the wrong assumptions on what that is going to mean. How many of you listening to this right now have those incorrect assumptions where we think there's going to be some miraculous thing about following Jesus all the time, like we're always going to be in that position where we feel the excitement all the time? And I'm just here to tell you that that doesn't always happen. Well, James and John had their assumptions expressed. They expressed them. And Jesus then went on, and we saw how Jesus exposed their assumptions. You know, he addressed their misunderstanding of his mission. And, you know, it's in those moments when you realize that they're probably not more than a week from when Jesus would die on the cross and raise again. They were just about ready to enter, you know, to that scene that we will talk about next week, that Palm Sunday scene where it appears like they are rejoicing at Jesus coming, and they're about ready to head into that, and his response to them exposes their misunderstanding of his mission. I think about this, I wonder in my own life, and maybe you have stories where you have had your assumptions exposed, where you thought a certain thing was going to happen, or you thought following Jesus was going to be a certain way, and lo and behold, you realize that so many times it's the opposite. You know, I think I can share story upon story. I won't, because that would be too many personal details. But serving in ministry is, let me just tell you this, that you don't understand what it's like to serve in ministry, to be a pastor, until you've sat in the chair, so to speak. I can remember many movies and television shows that show what it's like to be president of the United States. And one show that I'm thinking of specifically, when the vice president was elevated to position of president, he had this moment where he understood, boy, I really had no idea what it was like to be president until I sat in this chair. And I think in our own lives, the same can be true. You know, we want to follow Christ. We want to serve him. But sometimes our assumptions are not correct. They miss the mark. And in those moments when we realize that, or that is exposed, it's a very revealing time in our life. While James and John expressed their assumptions, Jesus exposed their assumptions. And then finally, we see that Jesus goes even maybe one step further. And I use this phrase, the assumptions were eradicated. And when we think of the word eradicated, we realize that means it's completely wiped out. It's completely removed. And my follow-up to that is that Jesus not only eradicated their assumptions, but he redefined them. See, Jesus at the end there talks about, in the end of these verses, he talks about redefining greatness. You know, because that's what James and John were after, weren't they? They were after greatness. They may act like it was this humble thing to ask to be in power, but the reality was is they were after greatness, and that's what they assumed was coming with following Jesus. And again, let me be clear, they weren't the only ones. But Jesus goes on to redefine greatness. You know, starting here in verse 42, and it says, "And Jesus called them to him and said," now you know, as a parent, when you say that, or a teacher, you realize you're about ready to lay down the law. He says, "You know that those who are considered rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them." And what he's saying is, in the world, you were looking for prestige and power. And in the world, what happens when prestige and power comes in is that those Gentiles, or those not following him, lord it over them. But, verse 43, "But it shall not be so among you. But whoever would be great among you must be your servant. And whoever would be first among you must be a slave of all." And here we go in verse 45. "For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." So in other words, what he's telling him here, he's redefining what it means to be quote-unquote great. If you're going to follow Jesus, he's saying, listen, you must be willing to serve. You must be willing to put the other's needs in front of your own. And he tells him, listen, even the Son of God, Jesus himself, said, "I did not come to be served, but to serve and to give my life as a ransom for many. You know, here he is. He's completely redefining what it is to be great. And he's saying that, listen, you must sacrifice for others. You must love them enough to put their needs in front of yours. You must be willing to serve. The first will be last, and the last will be first. You know, he talked about this all throughout his ministry, but even in the midst of that, as they are coming to the climax, the end of his ministry, and perhaps the highlight, if you will, thinking about what he did on the cross for our sins, paid for my sins. Even in the midst of that, he's realizing that they didn't get it, and he's redefining their assumptions. You know, if you back up a few verses from here, you realize that one of the things Jesus was teaching about right before this encounter is the rich man that comes and said, how might I get to heaven, essentially? What must I do? And he's questioned, you know, have you done this? Have you done this? Basically, have you done the Ten Commandments? And all of the commandments that Jesus listed were outward commandments to others. And he said, yes, of course I have. I've done all those. And so he said, therefore, sell your possessions, give it to the poor, and follow me. And the rich man walks away sad. Why? Because he had a lot of possessions. And in the midst of that, he's really getting to the heart. He's saying, listen, it's the heart of the matter. You must give your heart to me. It's not about the stuff. And in the same way, the disciples, James and John, realize it's not about the things of this world, or they don't really realize, but that's what Jesus is trying to get them to realize. And he's eradicating their assumptions, redefining greatness as servanthood. Today, I want you to reflect. There may be some dead air time here as I pause, take longer to kind of talk this through, but I want to encourage you, reflect. Reflect on your personal assumptions. What in your life is maybe missing the mark? What assumption about serving God or whatever is not right? Where is Jesus not the center? I mean, maybe it's finances. Could it be relationships? Could it actually even be serving in the church? Is it your relationship with your spouse? Is it your children? Is it your grandchildren? What assumptions and service are missing the mark? You know, I'm reminded of a passage right now where Jesus basically says he looks out on the crowd and has great compassion for them. Why? Because they're lost. They don't know him. And then he goes on to say that we look at what's in front of us as followers of Jesus. He realizes, and he said that, listen, the crowds are many. They have those that need Jesus are many. The harvest is plentiful. But let's pray to the Lord God of the harvest for more workers. In other words, people that are sold out to Jesus, realizing that our assumptions have missed the mark. They've been exposed and they've been eradicated, and we've been called to a different way of life, a Christ-centered perspective where we come to serve and love others. I want to encourage you today to continue thinking on this. Listen to what God is telling you. Assess your own assumptions about following Jesus. And I encourage you to live the countercultural life of service and humility that Jesus has called us to in following him. I encourage you to be surrendered to Jesus and the call that's in your daily life. And before I go, I'm going to offer a quick prayer, asking God to open your heart today to what he has for you, redefining your expectations so they're in line with his will. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this reminder that sometimes our assumptions, when they're expressed, they get exposed. But God, we thank you so much that Jesus came to this earth, walked his perfect life to pay a price we couldn't pay, so that when our assumptions are eradicated, you have given us a call to be redefined, and that is to follow you. God, I pray for anyone listening or hearing this at any point in time that they would be challenged to assess their assumptions, to surrender them to you, and to seek to follow Jesus with all that they are. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, I encourage you today and listeners to reflect on what assumptions in your life might need redefined. Next week, we're going to be talking about the next message in the series, and it is when life's not what is expected. Until next time, I pray this message has encouraged and equipped you on your journey to know and follow Jesus Christ. Have a great day.
You have been listening to the At the Table podcast with Pastor Gary. I hope this episode has left you encouraged and equipped. Pastor Gary is the lead pastor of Grace Community Church in Alliance, Ohio. To learn more about the church, the ministries at the church, or to give to support Grace Community Church, you can follow the links in the show notes or go directly to gccofalliance.org. Have a blessed day.